If it's the 10 o'clock hour, it must be time for Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, live. Good morning. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How you doing?
A little discombobulated, but I'll be fine this morning.
That's all right. That's okay.
Happens to the best of us.
It does indeed.
So, anyways, I didn't see your picture at the Interlaken with their grand reopening of their dining room last night.
I spaced on it. I saw pictures of it, and I thought, oh man, what did I miss? It looked like sort of looked like a Chamber of Commerce event from the pictures. So I thought I'd miss one of those, and I called Jeannie, and she said it was a grand opening. I said, I should have gone there.
Well, so should have I, but I had a couple of problems with a couple of coonhounds. But anyways, we'll get past that, and we'll get on to sportingacause.com. Once again, the weather is definitely getting milder inch by inch, day by day, but you have a lot of events really starting to pile up.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, the weather's improving, and after we get through Easter weekend, which is next weekend, the events literally explode. Today is the number six week of the ham shoots at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. They start at 11. They're shotgun target shooting events. They've been held for six consecutive Sundays, and perhaps more importantly to some of your listeners, after the shoot today is an Easter egg hunt for the youngsters. So there's plenty of time to get yourselves together to get to that if you want to. And all of the ham shoots in the spring and the turkey shoots in the fall benefit the programs that the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club put on. They have conservation efforts. They have their facility upgrades. They have scholarships. So they do a lot of good in the area in a variety of different ways and very worthy. And these are all open to the public, by the way. They're not just for members. They have quite a membership, but the shoots, the Easter egg hunt, that's for everybody. And that's today.
And I always like to say, if you don't have a gun and you'd like to shoot, they have a communal gun that you can that they'll give you if you want to.
Yes, they do. They've got a 20-gauge house gun, they call it. And if you don't have your own, then you can take advantage of theirs. And this will be the last one. But then in the fall, 6 weeks before Thanksgiving, they'll start the turkey shoots, and they're very important in their fundraising. I think it's their major fundraisers. So. If you're of a mind, if you like to shoot or you used to and haven't in years, this would be a good time to revisit that. Now, next weekend, as I said, is Easter weekend, and on Saturday, the 20th, there are two events. There's the Bring on the Heat 5K run walk. That's at the Town Green in Bethlehem. For those of you who have been jonesing to get out and participate in the 5K, I know, Marshall, you and I have been chomping at the bit for that, right? it benefits the Bethlehem Fuel Bank, and that's in the very pretty town of Bethlehem. That's next Saturday. And also next Saturday is the Ride One Rally at Lime Rock Park. This is a motorcycle event. It's sponsored by both Spectro Oils in Brookfield, Connecticut, and Lime Rock Park. It starts in the morning. You can go to Sporting a Cause to find the exact times, but about 10 o'clock, I think, they gather at Spectro Oils facility in Brookfield and several other locations. They have coffee and donuts and gather themselves, and then they ride up to Lime Rock Park. And the gates of Lime Rock open at 11. And this is free. It's a free event, but they request donations. And the cause is Autism Speaks, which is a very big nonprofit that addresses autism in all of its forms. And incidentally, April is World Autism Month. So there's a lot going on addressing everything autism. But anyway, there's going to be a lot going on at Lime Rock when the rally. You get there, and there's going to be food. There'll be food vendors and their events. There's a little museum, apparently, demonstrations, and a lot going on. The public's invited. You don't have to ride a motorcycle there. It's open to everybody. And that happens next Saturday, the 20th. And Sunday, of course, is Easter. There's nothing going on. And then the following weekend, all heck breaks loose. Saturday the 27th, I've got 2, 4, 5 events going on, either runs or walks. The Arlington Education Foundation race over in LaGrange, the Wellness 5K up at the Berkshire Community College, which benefits the United Cerebral Palsy of Berkshire County. There's a Relay for Life in Litchfield at Litchfield High School. There's the Eagle Run over in Clinton Corners in New York, which benefits the Upton Christian School. There's a Shane Kinsella Ninth Annual Memorial Run in Goshen that memorializes Shane Kinsella, who passed away from sudden death 9 years ago. And the run benefits the Shane Morehouse Kinsella Memorial Children's Fund, which benefits children in need in the Goshen area. And the following day, Sunday, is the Gabby Corbett Make a Friend race in Pittsfield, and there's the first Walk MS, multiple sclerosis, in Torrington. So it's the following weekend, the weekend after Easter, the 27th and 28th of April, starts the there's a big surge of events. And the following weekend, the 4th and 5th of May, is even bigger. I think there are like 7 events on the 4th, a Saturday. So they've all bunched up. Everybody's been waiting for the good weather, and they're coming. And then they'll just come strong. The 27th, that same weekend, is the first golf tournament that I'm aware of. At the Canaan Country Club, that benefits the Winsted Elks. And then after that, there's one event that I just want to single out because I think it's very cool. It's a new event. Erin Fowler is a young lady who's working hard to put this together. It's called the Tri-State Amazing Race, named after the successful TV show. And what it is kind of a rally kind of thing. It takes a car. You need a car because you travel from one place to another. There are 2-person teams. They're taking up to 20 teams, and it starts at the Colonial Theater in Canaan. And what you do is they give you a clue, and from that clue, you determine what the first destination is going to be, and you drive to that destination where you may have a task to perform. It could either be a physical task or a mental one. And when you succeed, when you do that successfully, then you get a clue for the next destination. And so it goes. It's going to cover at least a couple of states. I think there are like 17 destinations. It's going to starts at like 10 o'clock Saturday morning. This is May 11th. And it should be a lot of fun. It only costs like $20 a person, $40 a team, but the winner wins $1,000. So it's no small change. And it benefits the funds they raise will address the opioid crisis in the area, which is, of course, very timely. It will address people with substance abuse issues, services, and help for them. So I just wanted to give a plug that the last I heard, they're about half subscribed. Next Saturday, I believe, is the deadline to sign up. So you've got a week to think about it, find a partner, and I've met the young lady. Erin's a wonderful girl, and she's trying to do a lot of good in our area. And I just wanted to give her an extra plug because, and not for nothing, it sounds like a really fun event. I've never seen anything quite like that around here. And one of the fringe benefits is that it sort of acquaints people with our countryside. And it's just a win-win situation, and you can get the details on supporting a cause. You can just go to our search and type in Tri-State Amazing Race, or you can scroll through the calendar. There's about 3 or 4 different ways on my website to find anything, but I would definitely check that one out. Sounds like fun.
So the Tri-State Amazing Race, and they can get more information, of course, at sportingacross.com, and you can click on all the links. That'll take you directly where you need to register and everything like that.
That's right.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You know, it's not something that I could do because I don't think anybody would want to team with me. That's what used to happen to me, you know, back. I remember back in the days when you used to line up and you would pick teams.
Yeah.
I was always one of the last two standing there.
Yeah, I occasionally, if there are a lot of kids trying out for baseball or something, and they divide us up into two teams because there's so many, it'd be the A team and the B team, and they'd say, well, you know, just because you're on the B team doesn't mean you're not as good. And
yeah,
I'd say, baloney, because I look around and I know exactly they were all a bunch of losers.
That's right. Well, I was always in that group.
Yeah, me too.
the last pick group. All right, so that's what we have coming up on SportingAcross.com this week.
Yeah, this lull through Easter is it, and then all of a sudden there's going to be all kinds of things to do, golfing, running, and cool events like the Tri-State Amazing Race, and it's going to be a busy spring.
All right, Willie, thanks for joining us again this morning.
Okay, Marshall, as always, thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, of course, SportingAcause.com is the website where you can get all the information we just talked about here on Robin Hood Radio.